Bezus Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamid is the custom that goes back to the Rishonim of a chasen and kala fasting on the day prior to their wedding. What does this have to do with our Gemara? Gemara on Kuf Lamid Amid Aleph discusses Ein Ksuba She'ein Bo Ktata, that there is no Ksuba, that there isn't, unfortunately, some tension. Now, for that tension, and due to that tension, writes the Mari Bruna in his Chuvas in Simin Tzadi Gimel, that to be Mevatel, that negative Ktata, that negative tension that exists, it could be the two sides, Chas V'Chalila, fighting. In such a case, to remove any Kitrok, any negative components, any prosecuting angels, if you will, in the heavens. So there, that's the reason, Reis Mari Bruna, that the Chasan fasts. So that's interesting that that is one of the early Mikoros of why a Chasan fasts. What's more well known, and this is quoted in the Sefer Nite Gavriel on page 9, Nun Tes, where he quotes many, many Tamim for a chasen fasting on the day of his chuppah, is the Gemara Yivamos Nav Samach Gimel Mebeis that says that when a person marries a woman, his sins are atoned for, and therefore, for that reason, it's a day of Slicha and Kapara, and that is another reason for a chasen to fast. Another reason that's given is because he shouldn't be shikar, he shouldn't be intoxicated during the time of Kiddushin. Another reason that is given, by the way, that reason is brought down in the Ma'arim Mintz in Simin Kuf Tes. Another reason that is given is because just like Bnei Yisrael fasted before Matan Torah, so too Chasan and Kala are in that Madrega of Matan Torah. That's what the Ma'arim Bruna says also in that same Tshuva in Simin Sadi Gimel. Now, there might be nafgaminas in these discussions. For example, what happens if the chuppah is done at night? In other words, the day of the chuppah was, let's say, Yud Dalid, but the chuppah only takes place much later at Tesvav at night. Does the chasen and kala need to fast well into the evening as well until the chuppah is over? So some mafarshim want to say that it depends on the svara that we had mentioned earlier. The Chochmas Adam in the new edition in Klal Kuf Chav Tes Siv Beis suggests that if the chuppah takes place well into the night, it depends on what the reason for the fast is. If the reason for the fast is that the day of the chasen is a day of slicha, so then that ends with nightfall, and then in such a case, the chasen can, and kala can eat afterwards. And therefore, that means even before the chuppah. However, if the chash is shema yishtaker, that he's going to get drunk, or as the Sefer Stei Chemed points out, based on our Gemara with the Mari Bruna, that it's a zman that chas v'chalila could be a zman of ktata, and until after the chuppah there is a kitrok of ktata, and one needs to stifle that with a zman of tainis, so then in such a case, then it would go on until the chuppah. It is important to note as we conclude this interesting topic, that there are Makoros, and I have spoken to Chasanim and Kalos in the past, it is very important that we do not put them through such rigors that when it comes to the wedding that they're already exhausted. The Nesiva Shalom, in his commentary on Evin Ezer, says that since this fast is only a minug, if the fast is difficult for them, as Anite Gavriel points out in Perikei Os Yud Aleph from the Nesiva Shalom, one could be Makel and tell them that they don't have to fast. Also, in certain instances, I suggest them to fast up until Mincha. Then they could say Aneinu in the Mincha, but there's a lot of room to be Makel, and specifically if that will undermine the mitzvahs Hayom and their state in building a new house together. Also, in terms of the source for a kala fasting, so the Mari Bruna, according to the Pnine Halacha of the Masifta, they claim that the Rokeach and the Mari Bruna do not suggest that the kala fast only the chasen. It is for this reason that there's a lot of room to even be more lenient on a kala than a chasen. The Ben Ish Chayim Parsha Shoftim Osu Gimel Stei Chemet, as well in the Mareches Chasen Kala Os Dalit, all seem to indicate that one could be lenient on the kala, and only the chasen has to fast. And it seems that there were many in certain instances that allowed for a dispensation for the kala and let the chasen take care of the ketata. And Be'ezer Hashem, the most important thing is that the chasen and kala should build a special home together going into the wedding on the right foot. And we need, as Rabbeim, to do an even better job in preparing the chasen and kala for the appropriate shalom bayis. And Be'ezer Hashem, may Klal Yisrael only see batim shleimim.